I don't know, that sounds weird. Hello, I don't know how to start this shit. What's up? I don't know, everything sounds weird and fake. Hey guys, new auto buying coach episode. I've been out of it for a while. I've been going through a lot of shit, like always. Everybody has. Blah blah blah, woe is me. Join the club, bitch. There's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of car things to talk about, but I don't really talk about auto buying coach shit here. This is just so people get a better idea, or so I get a better idea. I should just say what I think this is. This is just a random place for me to record my thoughts. And if people agree or disagree, that doesn't matter. It's just for me. It's like a journal or a... It's my voice in this world of censorship and, I don't know, people fighting for freedom of speech and stupid shit. It's not stupid. I live in a country where I can pay to set up a website and I can talk into a microphone and say whatever the fuck I want, and I don't have to ask anybody for permission, and it's not going to be taken down. I don't know how long that's going to last, but while it does, I'm here to take advantage of it. Weird ass rant, right? Like that. Anyway, we're going through the coronavirus right now. COVID-19. Dun, dun, dun. Fucking pandemic. Today was the last day that I was able to go on a walk because the governor just said that we can't go hike in parks anymore, or trails, or the beach. We can't go walk to the beach, so it's gonna be pretty boring from here on out. I was laid off from my job. I work as apart from helping people buy cars, I also have a day job where I can actually pay the bills. This would do it if I dedicated more time to it, but I don't know. I guess I feel I have to have a safety net of some sort, and that safety net is a regular job. So I'm helping people with insurance. People who will, whatever. That's not what this is about. Point is, I got laid off from the job, and it's not insurance, it's taxes. Why did I say insurance? Whatever. That's not the point. It doesn't matter. So they told me that last Tuesday, they said, when you clock out for lunch, just clock out, because we're sending everybody home. Take your microphone with you, and we'll contact you on Sunday if we're going to allow you to work remotely, or if we're going to need your services remotely. We'll let you know. We'll tell you by Sunday. They sent an email yesterday just telling us that they're closing down because of the government shutdown, pretty much every non-essential business here. And they're including themselves as one of the non-essential businesses. So I guess I'm out of a job. I don't know. It's Sunday and I haven't gotten an email telling me that I'm going to work. So here I am just talking to you guys, talking to myself for a while. Just reviving this podcast because the website's going down. So I lost my job and I have to pay this bill so the website stays up, and I haven't put out any new content, so I'm recording this just to give me an excuse to, you know, do some work and fucking pay for the site for another year. So even if we all die because of this stupid virus, at least my annoying, uneducated voice will, or my ignorant voice will be on the internet for another year. But yeah, that's the point of recording this. I voted. I hope you guys voted. I'm registered as a no party, so I was able to request a Democratic ballot so I can write, or not write in my vote, but so I could vote for Bernie Sanders. and pretty much ignore everything else because I'm not paying enough attention to my elections. It's strange, that whole system we have set up. Okay, so they sent us our ballot, right? We had them for a few weeks, maybe a month. And you have time to research the people on the ballot. And then by the time the election comes around, you can either wait to go to the polls or you can mail in your ballot. I was registered no party, so I didn't have a choice. I had to go to the polls so I could request a Democratic ballot. Maybe there was another way. I didn't find it. So that's the way I did it. And so being a procrastinator, I didn't do any of the research that I should have done in the weeks when I had all the nominees for these different positions. Some people were running for judge or whatever position it was. I wasn't paying close enough attention to know who these people were, but I was expected to vote for them. And I did have some information on the ballots. It said their occupation. And I heard some people saying, oh, I'm not going to vote for an Uber driver or whatever. So it sort of told you a little bit about the person, but it doesn't tell you anything, really. It's strange. So I'm thinking, how am I supposed to vote if I don't know anything about them? If I had taken advantage of these few weeks that I had the information of who was running, I could have researched them, but where do I research? Do I go to their website where they tell me whatever they want and I don't know if it's real or not? Or is there some sort of way to fact check them? Like if they're claiming to have done a certain good for their community, how do I find out if that's true? Is it always in the newspaper? How do I search the newspapers? There's just a lot of shit that it didn't make sense. It's like, why isn't this information here? And even if that information was here, why isn't there a clear source, like where I could say, okay, I trust that source? That was supposed to be our press. Our press is dead. I'm following the way they're covering the election and just the way they're treating Bernie Sanders and the way they're propping up certain candidates. It isn't strange if you know what's going on. It's just business as usual, but it's not good. Anyway, the system's all fucked up. My mom, I walked with my mom to the polling station, and so she just became a citizen recently. Naturalized, born in Mexico, and she was asking me who I was gonna vote for. She was voting for certain officials that other family members supported because they're parts of certain organizations. So she was gonna vote for them just based on the word of family members, and she was going to vote for others because they had a D next to their name, so they were Democrats. And I'm like, well, you can't really base yourself on the letter that's next to their name, because there's some people who jump between parties just like a lot of people do it. They just do it as a strategy. It's a way to get votes for them. It's not because their ideals align with yours more. It's just they're playing the game. So how do you vote for somebody just because they're Democrat or just because they're Republican? That never made any sense to me. But that's another way that our system's fucked up. Like people just, they're expecting a certain political party to stand up for what they believe in, and they're not. They're just not. You have to pay attention. They're not. They don't care about you. They care about money. And the guy that cares about you, who's been fighting for human rights pretty much since... It's crazy. I saw pictures of Bernie Sanders marching with Martin Luther King. It's like, how aren't you fucking supporting this guy? And what's strange is... It's not strange. What's crazy is the majority of the country is supporting this guy. But the media, the press, our watchdogs, the people we're supposed to trust with the fucking information, they're telling us... Oh, shit, I thought it died. They're telling us, no, fucking Biden's winning. You're like, what? How the fuck is Biden winning? Every poll that was... I don't know if this is true. This could just be fucking false information from wherever I'm reading shit. But supposedly every poll was showing Bernie leading pretty much everywhere. And now Biden's winning randomly out of nowhere. And Bernie isn't like, he's not pointing out that all of a sudden all these electronic machines are having issues. In I don't know. That's so fucking, it's shady. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. The internet and technology and all of that shit, that was for the people. That is for the people. To communicate with each other and to fucking share truth. And you guys fuck... That shit's dark. I didn't see that. I always saw the internet as like, this is our great hope, right? Like, it's uncensored. We can all talk freely to each other. Fuck all these bullshit media bastards fucking selling their souls to just... It didn't matter. We had the internet. But the internet got attacked. It got flooded with misinformation, and now everybody's fucking confused, and it's bullshit. So we have to not rely so much on people behaving honorably. Nobody behaves honorably. People behave however the fuck they have to behave to get some money. I don't know if there's a point to this whole rant. I wanted to say some shit so I could post it on my website and have a reason to pay for that. I called Time Warner. Whatever. I'm just ranting here. I told you this is my fucking journal. I called Spectrum. They're not Time Warner anymore. They're Spectrum. There's a monopoly here on internet and cable. And so Spectrum's the company right now that's taking over, or they took over a few years ago. And I've been calling them to cancel my service. Well, not to cancel, but to downgrade, because I'm being charged. I'm being overcharged for speeds that are slower than what they're charging less for. Now, before, I was being charged for speeds that I wasn't getting. So they sent out a tech, and supposedly he fixed our shit, and we only had the speeds while he was here testing them, and then we don't get them. So I called them. I was like, I want to downgrade the speed. And they said, well, first I called them. I wanted to disconnect the phone. But man, why am I talking about that on here? It has to do with monopolies and the government, actually. So it does tie in. So fucking Time Warner, I call them. I'm on hold for like an hour. I finally get somebody. Click. I don't even get to talk to them. They just hang up on me. Bitch, call again, another hour, click. So I called again, third time I got somebody, complained about the first two clicks, and they told me, they're like, I told them, I was like, I want to downgrade my service. They're like, okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you downgrade anything because your bill is one day past due. And I'm like, okay, well, let's fucking pay it right now, and you can downgrade my service for me. And they're like, oh, you don't want to pay it with me because it's going to be an extra fee of $5 or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to pay it with you. I just waited 3 hours to talk to you and I need to downgrade my service. So I'm going to pay it and you're going to downgrade it. They're like, okay. So they take the payment. There's no $5 fee. That was just bullshit to get me off the phone pretty much because it's a downgrade. So I pay it. I pay $130 and... I get put on hold and the representative never comes back. So they just took my money and they didn't even help me downgrade. So I call again, I'm on hold again another hour, and I get another rep and I tell them what happened, and they're like, okay, well, I can help you downgrade, but it's best if you call us back on April 2nd because that's the end of your billing cycle. and you just paid for the faster internet. So if you downgrade now, the rest of this cycle, you're going to have the lower speed. And I'm like, well, why can't you just set it to fucking downgrade on the second? They're like, well, we don't have automatic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to wait until the fucking second to call you back because I just waited 5 hours to talk to you and you guys obviously don't want me to downgrade and you're hanging up on me. And now that I have you on the phone, just do it. So they downgraded me and I just paid $130 for the first half of the month at the speed that I just paid for $130. But now the second half of the month, I just got jacked. I'm downgraded now and I just paid for the higher speed for no reason. But whatever, that's what Spectrum does here, because fuck the customer, fuck the coronavirus, fuck all of this shit. Give us our money and then we're not gonna give you the service you just paid me for fucking 2 minutes ago. So fuck you, Spectrum, and fuck you because you're taking advantage of us. We paid for this infrastructure with our tax dollars, and this is, how is internet not a utility? Okay, end of that rant. That's government shit again. Fuck the government, fuck Spectrum. We need to fix this shit, guys. Our elections don't make sense. Spectrum doesn't make fucking sense. None of this shit makes sense, and we're just taking it. We're just taking it. They're talking about cutting us fucking checks, stimulus straight to fucking citizens so that they can pay their bills and eat food during the pandemic because we're quarantined. It's like, why do you think they're doing that? Seriously, why do you think they're doing that? Because they know everybody's living paycheck to paycheck. They know we're all fucked. They know we're all slaves to this system. And they know that once we can't eat, once we can't afford the food, we're going to go into the stores and we're going to take that shit by force. And they want to avoid that. Because once that happens, their little rules, all this bullshit that's supposed to keep us safe and hypnotized doing the same shit every day for fucking nothing, it goes away. I want to post this. I really want to post this. So I'm going to buy another year for the auto buying coach. I can't believe it got to this. It's crazy. I want to go look for canned food. There was none at the stores. They're saying, oh, don't worry, the supply chain's gonna hold up. We're not running low on supplies or food or whatever. Shit, maybe. For now. Ammo's out. I couldn't find gallons of water. I'm good. I mean, we're fine for now, but it's getting real pretty fast. Anyway, that's all dark shit. Fuck that. Interest rates are down. If you want to buy a car, it's true. If you're looking to buy a car, interest rates are down. If you haven't lost your job and if you're not worried about food, interest rates are down. So let me know. I'll help you fucking not get screwed over. Because trust me, right now, 0% interest, that's a lot of money for these dealerships if they can get you to like sign off on a 11% or whatever the fuck they want to give you because you're a first-time buyer. Or whatever little reason, just even people who bought before, and I don't know, they'll just find a way. So yeah, I help people not get screwed over. That's what this is. Again, another useless commercial. Or I help my brother-in-law buy a car. He's in the military, and it was me, my military brother-in-law, or relative, extended family, and another close family. And we went to the dealership. He already knew what he wanted to buy. We show up, the guy, he gives us a price. It's I don't even remember what the monthly was. I should have wrote it down, but I wasn't treating this like any other client. This was family. So I just went in there to make sure he didn't get screwed. Anyway, right away, they offer us a monthly payment. They bring out their little stupid printout saying what the price is going to be. The math doesn't even add up on their printout. So I ask them, I'm like, are these rebates already applied, or are you like applying them after somehow? Like, how does, because I'm running the numbers on my own calculator, and the monthly payment and the interest rate and the total overall amount that's going to be paid, none of it matches up with what you're saying. So like, what's going on? The guy, obviously the opening was, he brings out the paper and he says, oh, well, I can do it for whatever number he said, maybe 700. He's like, $700 a month. If you can do it right now. And we're giving you $7,000, $8,000 off the vehicle price or whatever. And so I'm like, well, first of all, your numbers don't make sense. So go and get the right numbers. And then we'll talk about whatever rebates you're giving us. Or so he goes back to his manager. He brings out a printout with the right numbers. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. It was a math error on our end or something. The machine malfunctioned. Whatever. This is bullshit. And this isn't the first time that I've seen it. They will fuck with the numbers. Most people don't know math. Just fucking be honest. Mm-hmm. Most people, even if they know math, they don't have the proper calculators to calculate interest. Or they don't know about them. So they don't care. They'll try to fuck you over any way they can. And guy comes out. All of a sudden the numbers match. Okay, good. Why are you charged? Why? Where is this $8,000 rebate coming from? It's from the manufacturer. Okay. Well, where's the manufacturer's incentives? Like, where? How do I know how much exactly the manufacturer is giving me off? They're like, well, it's worked in there. Okay. Well, what's the price of the car? Because like I see this price here, and then I see your sticker that says you're adding $5,000, and then I see all these other accessories. And then after all of that, you're telling me it's $8,000 off, but you're overcharging me for the accessories and you're fucking marking it up anyway. So like, where is this discount? And like, it just, nothing was adding up. You have to pay attention to all of those numbers and you have to do the math yourself, because they're not going to do it for you. And they're going to fuck up, and it's going to be a fuck up in their favor, just like our politics and the media. Shit. So he goes and he gets the numbers done right, and I end up getting my brother-in-law or my whatever, I end up getting him a good deal, and he goes home happy with his $400 car a month. $400 a month is what it came out to after they had quoted us like $700. It's just it. They don't care. They're going to try to fuck you over. So just watch the math. Or send me a picture of the contract and I'll let you know if they're fucking you over. Of the contract. Because first you have to agree to this printout shit that's not legal. It's not binding. When you have that, send that to me. And then when you have the contract, send that to me too. You don't have to agree to anything. Even if the contract's being written up for you, just don't sign it. Just have it, look at it, send me the pictures, and I'll tell you what's going on. That was the most recent thing. I wish I could give you guys more details, but I should have fucking recorded more of it. I posted some pictures up on the website or on the Instagram for the auto buying coach. This quarantine's gonna suck. Trying to stay positive. I'm still working out. I'm gonna put out more content for the auto buying coach, and I'm still working on other projects. Anyway, I don't know how that episode went. I hope it went well. I hope you guys liked it. And I'll be recording more. I'm gonna post this, so I gotta pay for the stupid site. But we're gonna keep going. People are still getting screwed, and this still hasn't been optimized to what it could be, so hang in there, guys. It's coming. All right. Bye.